My father originally from Basra, Iraq, born and raised there, and did well enough at Baghdad University College of Sciences to earn a government scholarship to do his studies overseas. He came to the United States, actually, to the D.C. area, and where he met another graduate student, a nice Jewish girl from New York. And so, yeah, funny. And while the groups of Arabs and Jews are not mutually exclusive, there are Arab Jews. My mother's Ashkenazi Jew. And with an Arab father and Jewish mother, I am 100% Semite. So this being the Semite, yes, this being the topic on racism, you can insult either side of my family, and that would be anti-Semitic. In order for my dad to pay back that government scholarship he was on, he taught at Basra University for 5 years. So the first 5 years of my life were between Iraq and New York. When you talk to me about Iraq, this is the image I think of. But unfortunately, thanks to very effective dehumanization in the American media, this is what people think of. Swarthy, dark, mustached, evil man, dictator, worse than Hitler. Dehumanization, the enemy, the names used in Vietnam for the Vietnamese people. I know the number 58,000, but it wasn't until recently that I knew that over 3 million Vietnamese were killed. And the same goes for Iraq. We've already heard the names used. It's now over 1.2 million and counting as we speak. Mexican families who want to come here to build a better life for themselves, if they are caught at the border without papers, they're going to be detained or maybe beaten. They're going to be sent back home. However, if you choose to enlist in the U.S. military to be deployed overseas for corporate profit, they will accelerate your citizenship application. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, and we will put them in the military and send them overseas to die for Halliburton. This is citizenship. Welcome to America at Al-Fao Palace, Baghdad. Now, if you look at this picture, the guy in the middle is the general, and all the brown people are the new citizens. General Tommy Franks in 2003. We don't do body counts. I mean, they don't even count the number for the Pentagon doesn't even count the number of American dead accurately. We shouldn't expect, if they're not going to do that, we're not going to expect any better for Iraqis. Colin Powell was mentioned yesterday, Joint Chiefs, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff during the first Gulf War. Colin Powell said, civilian Iraqi casualties, it's really not a number I'm terribly interested in. Now, he was referred to as being respected. Colin Powell is a liar. He was a tool that was used to get us into Iraq. Colin Powell got his start. He had a desk job during the Vietnam War. It was his job to do cover-ups of massacres like My Lai and everything else that went on. Anti-Arab, anti-Muslim racism, the images in the media, camel jockeys, oil sheiks, and terrorists. This has been harvested over decades. I know in the earlier panel it was said that it didn't just happen when you got to Iraq. This has been happening since you were born. If you go to certain movies, in the 80s, Eddie Murphy movie, Best Defense, Delta Force, rules of engagement which put guns, weapons in the hands of Arab children, programming Americans that it's okay to kill, they are armed. Rendition, The Kingdom, any episode of 24, even in Aladdin, children's movie. The movie opens with the scene that says, where they cut off your nose to spite your face, it's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
So when the kids go to watch that movie, then they can go home and play video games of Desert Storm, Call of Duty, or Rainbow Six, where everything is an Arab terrorist. Why is this so throughout the media? There is an agenda at play to only perpetrate the negative stereotypes of Arabs and Muslims. And that is our relationship with Israel, in contrary to international law. The reason that I'm bringing this up is that my job here was to put into context the racism that's happening. And we also need to put into context what's happening in Iraq. It is an extension of the 60-year occupation of Palestine. That is what's going on here. It's much bigger than 2001 or 2003. There are joint American-Israeli operations in occupied Palestine, in occupied Iraq. Ours is blind military, political, and financial support that can only, that is the only reason that the Israelis and the Israeli government can continue to do what they do. That's why Rachel's story was buried. 3 days later, shock and awe began in Iraq. These people have been fighting each other for thousands of years? No. Really, just since the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians happened since 1948. And the same thing in Iraq. They've been killing, even I hear some progressives, they've been killing themselves for thousands of years. No, really, just since 2003. We heard testimony that crowd control in the MPs were using in Iraq, concussion grenades, projectile beanbags, rubber bullets. Who did we learn that from? That's Israeli crowd control in Palestine. And there are connections, high-level connections, between the U.S. Army and Israelis. This is supposed to be non-lethal ammunition. Well, a rubber bullet, which is a steel bullet coated with rubber, is lethal when it's lodged in a child's brain. Why don't we know what's actually happening? Just briefly, I will show you why, because of the messages in the media. This was a study done in 2004 called Deadly Distortion. Check out the website ifamericansknew.org. Associated Press coverage of Israeli and Palestinian deaths. Associated Press. This is not an obscure news reporting agency. I will focus on the reporting of children's deaths. The AP reported Israeli children's deaths more often than the deaths occurred, but omitted any coverage of 85% of Palestinian children killed. This is not a mistake. This is not an aberration. This is an agenda. This is a policy. In 2004, the actual number of Israeli children who died because of the actions of a Palestinian, 8. The actual number of Palestinian children who died because of the actions of an Israeli, most often IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, was 179. What did we see in the media? The next graph. 113% reporting of the Israeli children's deaths because they appeared in more than one headline or more than one article. That's fine. But what happened was only 15% of these Palestinian children's deaths were reported. So that's why we have a distorted view. Let me be perfectly clear with my 100% Semitic background. I am not saying that the 8 Israeli deaths don't matter. I am saying that the 179 Palestinian deaths do. And unless we know what's being done in our name, we're not going to bring an end to this, and we have to. Billions of dollars going to the Israelis, including $1 billion, and in 2005, the veterans' health care budget was $1 billion short. And this is what Muhammad Ali said. No, I am not going 10,000 miles to help murder, kill, and burn other people to simply help continue the domination of white slave masters over dark people the world over. This is the day and age when such evil injustice must come to an end. No Viet Cong ever called me names. Freedom means being able to follow your religion, but it also means carrying the responsibility to choose between right and wrong. So thank you, IVAW. So when the time came for me to make up my mind about going in the army, I knew people were dying in Vietnam for nothing, and I should live by what I thought was right. And now the whole world knows that. That was 40 years ago. This is today. You guys lead. We will follow. We also need to put into context what's happening in Iraq. It is an extension of the 60-year occupation of Palestine. That is what's going on here. It's much bigger than 2001 or 2003. There are joint American-Israeli operations in occupied Palestine, in occupied Iraq. Ours is blind military, political, and financial support that is the only reason that the Israelis and the Israeli government can continue to do what they do.